Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, Matt Popchuk, Mr. High School Sports from 93.7thefan.com, continuing our preview of Montour Hopewell. It's our game of the week here on The Fan, and it's coming to you Friday night from Tony Dorsett Stadium. Of course, Lanny Fratteri and Bob Orquist will have the call at 7 o'clock. Don Rebel with pregame on The Fan at 6 p.m. And with me is Montour senior quarterback Dylan Beekle. Dylan, great start to the 2011 season. Last week, big win on the road at Chartiers Valley. Seems like the team really struck a nice offensive balance in getting that victory. And do you think that's going to be one of the keys to beating Hopewell?
Yeah, I definitely think it will. We got a nice balance of pass and run, like you said. And, you know, we did the same thing last year, and it carried over into the Chartiers Valley this game. So, yeah, we're definitely looking forward to keeping that going through the Hopewell game and the rest of the season.
How is this team able to pass so effectively? Because if statistics in recent years have been any guide, there are few teams in the Whippeel that do so, and the ones that do, the ones that lean on their passing game, don't always get to the playoffs.
Yeah, we got three great receivers on our team. You know, we feel that any team that we match up against, you know, on the perimeter, we're going to be better athletes, better receivers, things, better speed. And then also with our run game, like you mentioned, the balance before, you know, with Julian running the ball, keeping that eighth man out of the box, things like that. I mean, eighth man into the box, I'm sorry. That really helps the pass game as well.
And speaking of which, we're going to be catching up with Julian in a little bit here. How big of a difference has he made since coming over from North Catholic? It seems like that was maybe the sort of shot in the arm the offense needed last year and this year.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It was a big boost. You know, going into last year, we were looking around the team, you know, who's going to be the running back, this and that. And then, you know, when he decided to transfer, you know, it was a great boost for the team. And, you know, he brings a lot of attitude to the team. You know, he runs angry. He's a great player. And that definitely helped the offense and the balance to go along with the pass game.
Here with Montour Spartans senior quarterback Dylan Beekle, and the Spartans taking on Hopewell Friday at 7 o'clock at Tony Dorsett Stadium. You can hear it here on The Fan. Lanny Fratteri and Bob Orquist on the call. Don Rebel with pregame at 6, kicking off all our high school football coverage. Looking back, Dylan, what went wrong at Heinz Field last year, and what does this team need to build upon and improve this year as it goes forward and tries to get that elusive gold medal?
You know, last year they threw a bunch of different looks at us. You know, I think they confused us up front a little bit. You know, we blew a couple protections, and you know, I made a couple dumb mistakes, this and that, and then you know, they had a couple big special teams plays. So you know, just more consistency, what we're looking for. You know, from the offensive line, from not only offense and defense this year, but also special teams too. So just improving every week this season, and then you know, if we're fortunate enough to get back to the Wiggler championship game, you know, just play consistent like we would have been all year, and then try to take care of business.
And, of course, the they that Dylan is referring to is Central Valley, which won the WPIL title at Heinz Field last year, and Montour will be taking on the WPIL champs and Parkway Conference rivals later this season at Montour. It's a home game this year. But getting down to business here, week two, Hopewell High School, Tony Dorsett Stadium, the Parkway Conference opener for both these teams. And you're going up against arguably the best offensive player in the state of Pennsylvania, much less Western Pennsylvania. So is there that much more pressure on the offense to execute at an uncanny level the way it did last week against Chartiers Valley?
Yeah, I don't really think so. You know, the guys on our offense, you know, they put enough pressure on themselves. You know, they know what they're expected to do. And, you know, we also have a lot of faith in our defense this year. You know, we have a lot of guys coming back. So, you know, we have the confidence in the defense that, you know, they'll make some plays. They'll get some, you know, key stops, try to put them in, you know, third and long where they're in passing situations. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the offense is going to have to put up points. And, you know, we know that. But, you know, the guys on our offense, they put enough expectations on themselves and have enough confidence in their ability that they don't really look at the outside pressure too much.
Dylan, what are the keys to victory Friday night?
I would say, you know, special teams. Special teams is definitely going to be a big goal, big goal for us this week. You know, like you said, Shell, he's their punt returner and kick returner, so, you know, you got to you know, zero in on him on special teams and don't let him beat you that way. And then I think also the turnover margin is going to be a big deal too. If we could not turn the ball over and, you know, force them maybe into a couple third and longs where they have to put the ball in the air, we get a couple interceptions or something like that, you know, I think that would be a big key as well.
Well, Montour got its 2010 campaign off to the right start with a 36-29 win over these Hopewell Vikings last year, and we'll see if they can echo that victory this year when the two teams meet again on Friday at Tony Dorsett Stadium. My guest has been Montour senior quarterback Dylan Beekel. Dylan, I thank you for the time, and best of luck Friday.
Thank you. Appreciate it.